it's a bit of a tradition here at St. Paul's in Bowmansville, Pennsylvania, to recite that particular poem. I think, Troy, you did it last year. On this particular Sunday, that poem is world famous and very brief, kind of like my sermons. Right? It was written about 100 years ago, not too far from here, up in Vermont, by Robert Frost. Robert Frost. The poem is entitled Stopping by Woods on a Snowy Evening. And if you listen closely, you'll hear that it occurs during, quote, the darkest evening of the year, which is a reference to the winter solstice, which this year was when? Yesterday. That was yesterday. That's right. The first day of winter was yesterday. And there's many interesting interpretations of what that poem is about. But we can see, at least, that it's about a person, a traveler, who's at a certain place in his journey, in his life, in his existence, where the easiest thing to do would be to stay put. You know, to go no further. Yeah, he's sort of comfortable, right? Comfortable where he's at. When where he is incredibly beautiful. He feels sort of safe. He's with his sleigh and his little horse. There's an easy wind and a light snow. And, quote, the woods are lovely, dark and deep. Why move, right? Why leave that place? Why do anything? Yeah, for this traveler, it was tempting to just stop, stay right where he was, in that beautiful spot. But that he knew, was not truly living. Because that would not really be loving, or serving others, or taking any kind of action, doing anything. Now, there are others out there on that road ahead that needed him. They needed him, and they needed him to move forward. And so this traveler knew that he had promises to keep and miles to go before he could sleep. One of the things that the Bible is, almost as much as anything else, is a book full of promises. And I think we point that out here pretty often. For example, in our responsive reading today, it's right there in your bulletin, you'll find these statements from the Old Testament. It says this, with you, Lord, there is forgiveness. With the Lord, there is unfailing love. With him, there is full redemption. He himself will redeem us from our sins. All those things are in that short responsive reading. And all of those things are unequivocal declarations. There's no, you know, mights, he might do this, or maybe he'll do that. No. God will do those things. Those are all promises. Period. And that's common throughout the Bible. And in terms of the promises of salvation and forgiveness, redemption for all mankind, all of that fell to one person. One person had to keep those promises, and that person was Jesus Christ. Just think of it right now. Think of it. Nobody else was going to do it or could do it. Just him. It all fell to him to keep those promises. If we were really going to be saved, which is the promise of the Bible, he had to do it. We had to have a Savior. We had to have Jesus. He had to do it. I mean, nobody else could do it. And so, yes, we always ask this question this time of year. It's on the cover of your current newsletter, by the way, which I'm sure you've read several times. We ask ourselves this. Why would he do it? Right? Why would Jesus leave the comfort of heaven to be born hungry and cold in a manger? Why would he leave the safety and security of heaven to have to travel around on foot for miles and miles, all of which would lead him where he knew it would lead him, to the cross? Why would he do that? Why would anybody do that? And the answer is, because he had promises to keep. He had to live. He had to love. And he had to serve others. All those things he calls us to do. Love and serve others. Jesus had promises to keep. And he kept them. He kept them for you. And he kept them for me.